is America Weekend. In a moment, we'll be talking with Kimberly Locke from American Idol fame about her new cooking show and her mentoring of youngsters who want to be singers just like her. But first, a study has found that 50% of kids will grow up with a single mother before they reach the age of 18. Growing up in a single-family home can increase the chances of antisocial tendencies like acting aggressively and not following the rules. Since 1975, the number of single-mother homes has gone from 25% to 50% in African-American communities and 7 to 19% among white families. Experts say that these kids have a harder time getting past the poverty line as their parent is often working overtime and lacking a college degree. Did you hear about this Canadian man who planned a world trip before being dumped by his ex-girlfriend? Well, he has found a woman with the same name as his ex. The former couple planned a trip in May, but they broke up and the guy was stuck with a ticket booked in his ex's name. The man didn't want to deal with the hassle of changing tickets, so he posted a request on social media to find a woman with the same name who had a Canadian passport. The man found a woman in Nova Scotia. Their stops will include New York, Italy, France, India, and Thailand. Cops in the U.S. are the most obese of any profession. Researchers found that 41% of cops, firefighters, and security guards are obese, having a body mass index of 30 or more. Social workers, clergy, and counselors came in second with 35.6%, while home health aides and massage therapists were third at 34.8%. What was the skinniest occupation? Well, economists, scientists, and psychologists. Just 14.2% of them are obese. A frequent contributor here is Kimberly Locke. You know her from American Idol, but now she's done so much more, including her own cooking show, Cooking with Kimberly. You must have been up all night thinking of that title.
I'm so original.
No, I'm just pulling your leg. I've watched some of these episodes. You really know what you're doing in the kitchen.
You know what? It's so funny because it wasn't until I actually started losing weight that I really got into cooking, and I love it. You know, I love the whole experimentation of things, and I like going in and just trying things that I like. If I think it would be good together, then I'm going to try it, and if it's not good, then I'll start all over again.
Now, was there someone in the cooking field that inspired you to be such a cook? Was it somebody in your family or somebody on TV or what?
You know what inspired me mostly is that, you know, food is such a big part of our lives, and, you know, Mike, I grew up in the South. So in the South, you know, we tend to fry everything, vegetables and meat. And when you really start looking at how to be healthy, you realize that you can't eat that stuff every day, all day, and have a healthy life. So for me, it was about taking some of my mom's recipes and things that we grew up eating and seeing how I could transform them and still make them healthy but not lose the flavor, because let's be realistic, nobody wants to eat food that doesn't taste good,
right?
No matter who you are or what you're doing.
Right, as the late great John Pinette said, I don't know what gluten is, but it must taste great because everything I have that's gluten free.
Exactly.
But now I know that one of the things that you use is a pressure cooker, right?
Oh my gosh, can I tell you that I have never used a pressure cooker? It's my new favorite thing. I partnered with this company called Fusion Life Brands, and they have all kinds of kitchen appliances, and they wanted me to use some of their things on my show. So I said, great. And one of them is the pressure cooker. And I tell you, I use this thing like twice a week. You can throw everything in there, all of your spices, your seasoning, your meat or your vegetables, whatever. You throw it in there, you push a button, you walk away. And for women, you know, I do some weight loss coaching now, and for women who have children and who have families, this is like the must-have. It literally takes the pressure off of cooking, period.
So take the pressure off by using the pressure cooker.
Exactly.
Well, that's a great idea.
Exactly.
And does it cook the food faster, or how does it work, really?
You know what it does, and I'm, you know, because I'm new to the pressure cooker world, what it does is it builds pressure on the inside of the pot, and it creates the steam. And once the steam and the pressure builds up, the lid locks itself down. So it seals in all the moisture. It's really foolproof because you can't leave it in there too long because it has a button with pre-programmed time settings. So depending on what you're cooking, you press that button and it locks all the flavors in. It shuts itself off when it's done and it keeps the food warm. So it's not going to overcook or it's not going to be dry. You literally get to press the button and walk away.
Wow, that sounds like my kind of cooking.
Me too.
Now, did I see that you have like a contest going on with this pressure cooker company?
Yes, we did. We haven't announced the winner yet, but during the holidays, what we were doing, it's called Take the Pressure Off for the Holidays. And we are giving away a pressure cooker, and there are going to be three winners, and one of them is going to get a $500 gift card to do some of their shopping with. So that was a holiday campaign that we're doing. And
wow,
of course,
nice.
If we do another campaign, people can go onto my Facebook page and see where I post about it, and there's a link to everything that's going on with the pressure cooker.
Now, with your Facebook page, people can just go on there and search Kimberly Locke, and you will accept them, or they just become a fan of the page, right?
They become a fan of my page, and I actually do run my Facebook page, so anything that you see there, I post it myself. And that's where, you know, it's really funny, Mike, because when I was on American Idol in 2003, there was no such thing as Facebook. So it's really funny because now I can actually interact with all of my fans through Facebook. And I do. I get a lot of messages through my inbox about, you know, whether it be about music or whether it be about weight loss and, you know, how can I help them. So if people send me messages by Facebook, I will get it.
Yeah, now I know my family always thinks because I tell them, oh, I got a message from Kimberly or something like that. And they're going, well, she probably has somebody doing it for her. I said, I think that she's doing this herself because it's so personal.
You know what I do? Because I tried, I'll be honest with you, I tried to have someone on my team do it for me. But they don't talk the way that I talk, or they don't say. I would go on my Facebook page, and I'm like, "Who wrote that?" I would never say that. So I want to always be authentic and real with my fans, and they love it. You know, if I post something about something funny that's happened to me, it's amazing how people respond, and they love that interaction with me. So, and it's good for me too. And you know, so I am there. If you come to my Facebook page, I will see you there.
Absolutely. Now, you're also getting ready next month, February, you're going to be starting your master class in Connecticut, where you're going to be mentoring some young singers, right?
Absolutely. I'm actually just finalizing all of that stuff today, and I'm really excited because, as I said to you before, I never thought that I would, you know, teach students and really have a hand in other kids' their careers and what they do. But I have to say, it's been very gratifying, and I am actually wrapping up my winter session this month, and we're going to be doing our recital probably on January the 17th, and then we're going to take a little break, come back for auditions again in February, on February 28th, at a common ground in Danbury. We're going to have auditions at like 1 o'clock on February 28th. And then classes are going to start on March 3rd. And this time, with the new session, I'm going to actually be taking the class into a recording studio so that they can have their own recording at the end of class.
Oh, that'll be nice, so that they have something to walk out with, something tangible that they've accomplished. Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
And do you remember the time when you did your first ever studio recording?
Oh, my gosh, I do. I was a nervous wreck. And I was actually, when I first went in the studio, I was in an a cappella girl group. And we went into the studio, and I just remember we got there. We were so excited, running off of pure adrenaline. And we were in the studio for like 4 or 5 hours. I was exhausted. All I wanted to do was go home and go to sleep. I couldn't even think straight. And, you know, we sung the song about 100 times, and it was just one of those experiences that I remember when I, you know, first went in. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is what I want to do. I love this. It was great.
So even though it was a little exhausting, it still invigorated you and led you on a career path.
Absolutely. You know, I don't think people understand when you go into the studio, you know, even though, oh, you know, some people may say, oh, you're just singing, how hard can it be? But you're putting out so much emotion, you know, trying to get the right take, and then you have to do it over again. And being an artist, you're always your worst critic. So you always think you've got one more better take in you than you do. So you always like, oh, I think I can do that better. Let me do it again. So it's just about, you know, not only going in and giving the performance of a lifetime that's good enough to put out and put out to the world, but then you have to walk away feeling like that was my best take and I did the best that I could do in there.
Well, it's obviously paid off for you, and now you're passing that on to some youngsters in the Connecticut area, so we look forward to hearing how that progresses. Kimberly, always
Thank
good
you.
To talk to you, and you always have so much going on. We could talk about 15 different things, but check her out on her Facebook page, and she'll definitely respond to you, and she gets a tremendous response from her fans at the Kimberly Locke Facebook page. So, Kimberly, until next time, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Mike.
With Kimberly Locke, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.